afterwards. But first,
hi, I'm Bad Bunny.
Hot 101.5 is proud to welcome Bad Bunny to Tampa Bay, and we want to get you your tickets so you don't have to worry about it at all. And so we have a Bad Bunny winning weekend. So all you got to do is turn on your Alexa, your Hot 101.5 app, your iHeartRadio app, your actual radio in your car, and listen to Hot 101.5 as we give you Bad Bunny tickets all weekend long. And we kick it off today at 1 with Danny.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them. Powered by Planet Fitness, the No Judgment Zone.
Dear blog, I'm taking my girlfriend to something this weekend that is really going to be a test of our relationship. So a little backstory. My family is kind of split down the middle. Half of them Christian, half of them Jewish.
Okay.
And it's always been like sometimes Easter, sometimes Passover. Well, this weekend, I'm going to my Jewish grandmother's in downtown Fort Lauderdale to see the rest of my family.
Okay.
However, my girlfriend has never met my grandmother. And she's a wonderful woman, a wonderful Jewish woman.
Mm-hmm.
However, she's about to meet the side of the family that's a little cray-cray.
Oh.
And sometimes, actually all the time, things are said without ever putting a thought behind them and just thrown out into the universe, whether it's judgment, whether it's just the first thing that on their impulse of how they meet someone. And I'm extremely scared that my grandmother or somebody in the family that I don't even know that much
right.
is going to say something to my girlfriend that's either a little offensive or just going to rub her wrong and be like, what is up with that side of the family?
Okay, now what do you think could possibly be said about your girlfriend, Mary?
Well, every time I've seen my grandmother so far, she's like, oh my gosh, your girlfriend, she's from, you know, what country is she from? Because my girlfriend's, like, she was born in Dubai and she moved over to Tampa. And so I already know immediately that they're going to start asking questions about,
oh,
what was it like over there? And when did you come over to Florida? And all of those questions that are going to be like a little like just uncomfortable and awkward. Right. And I don't know how. She's great at it for the most part, but she hasn't experienced this side of the family.
Okay, so let's just have a really honest conversation here. So what ethnicity is your girlfriend? Because you're white and
yes.
Jewish, half Jewish, right?
Yes.
Now, what ethnicity is your girlfriend, Mary?
So she is half Syrian and half Chinese.
Okay. So now let's all just be open here, because sometimes we all have family members that are older, that come from a different generation, and they say things that when they were growing up, it was appropriate, but it's not, and they're older. How old is your grandmother?
She's definitely, I think she's in her 80s.
Okay. Do you think that she could say something slightly offensive about her ethnicity?
I think it's going to be around the lines of that, yes. I don't think it's going to be like, oh my gosh, you're from, it's going to more so be like, what is that all about? And just asking those questions that's like,
awkward.
I've been in Florida for, you know, 13 years.
Right.
I was there when I was young. And I'm just going to sit there during dinner and just be so uncomfortable. So I'm like, how do I prepare her for what she's about to experience?
I think you just tell her exactly what's going on. I did the same thing when I took my boyfriend, Mr. Silver Fox, home for the holidays, because I've never taken anybody home before, and I am black. My boyfriend is white, and no one in my family has dated outside of the race and dated someone that wasn't black. And so I was nervous that that was going to be an issue as well. And it wasn't. I mean, because I think at the end of the day, your family, even if they do say weird things when it's around just the family, they understand that, like, all right, this is potentially a sensitive subject, but you should, I think, prime your girlfriend, Mary, to be ready for it.
Get her all ready for all those questions.
Yes.
Ugh. Okay. Hopefully, you know, at the end of the weekend, we're still dating.
I can't wait for this. If you have some advice for Scott, hit us up at facebook.com/hot1015. Dear blog, yesterday I was over at the campus of USF because they asked me to speak at the Zimmerman School of Advertising and Mass Communication.
Fancy.
I emceed their awards and honors banquet.
Lovely.
It was very nice. Here's the thing. People don't understand, when they invite me to MC things, I pretty much junk up the place, okay? Like, I am not a respectable, a news reporter or an anchor from TVUC.
You're not a smooth public speaker in, like, the person, in person.
No, not like that. Not, you know, well, okay.
Or
so
you are?
Well, here's what happened. Is if you get me on stage to, like, give an opening statement, to be funny, to make everyone laugh, I can get it.
Yeah.
But then part of the job is giving out these awards, and there were lots of different names. And I'm not great with pronouncing names. And usually Holly's with me. And Holly's the one that does that. And Holly wasn't with me last night. And so I messed up so many people's names last night. But then I tried to laugh it off. And I was like, well, y'all are getting scholarships, girl. So you're getting money. So it's fine.
That's how you played it off?
Yes. Here's the moment where I could see everyone go, ooh. So there'd be a scholarship, and you say a couple of names. You know, Scott won this award, Ryan won this award. And then there was one scholarship where there was like 24 names. And behind me, they had a PowerPoint with the people who won. So when I was messing up people's names, everyone could see it, and they were laughing. Well, then I turned the page, and I'm like, this scholarship goes too. And I look down, and there are 24 names. And I look up, and I can see everyone in the audience go, oh, baby, how are you going to pull this off with 24 names? Because there are some difficult names. So I took half a second and I said, you know what? Y'all are not going to get me on video doing this. So if you see your name up here, just come on up and get your scholarship because you got some money.
Wow.
And everyone was like, okay.
They were waiting for their name to be
announced. They wanted to hear their name.
Yeah, they wanted that 5 seconds of just recognition.
Yeah.
And you ruined it. And you just blanketed all of them. You're like, come get it.
They got scholarship money, so it makes everything better, okay?
They worked for that scholarship.
They did. So I got to give a shout out to Rod Carter, the weekend anchor and reporter at WFLA. He won a prestigious award, and he was sitting up front. And every time I said a name that was difficult, I would look up to him and be like, did I say it right? Did I do it? And he would give me the thumbs up or like a, ooh, that wasn't so right. So thank you to Rod Carter for helping me out last night at USF.
Gosh.
All right, it is 6:54. We've got to get too hot in Hollywood. And next week is basically Avengers Endgame Week in America and the world. But there may be trouble in paradise. Which two Avengers are arguing in real life during interviews? And we actually have audio proof. Find out at 7 during Hot in Hollywood.
Hot 101.5.